This is the World Cafe. Guillemots are here with music from their EP From the Cliffs. This is an unusual band with members who played in numerous different styles before and are from all over the world. The band was the subject of a major bidding war in the UK. As we got the session started, I asked lead singer and major songwriter Fife Dangerfield to introduce the players.
Our drummer Greg's from Scotland, and our guitarist MC Lord McGraw is from São Paulo in Brazil, and Arista, our bass player, from Canada, with but sort of Japan thrown in as well.
Now
I'm boring. I'm just English. I've got a bit of Scot in me.
That makes it more interesting. How did you actually come together? Was there a an advert somewhere, or if there was one, what would it have said?
There were various ones. There was one with a picture of me looking a little bit demented, and no one rang, so I changed it. It sort of said, I can't remember. I think it just said people wanted for band to like improvising or something, and technique's not so important. I didn't want like sort of muso-y kind of people who were sort of getting really excited because they could play licks.
Right.
You know, don't want any words like that. Guillemots. But I only found McGraw through an advert, actually. The other two I sort of met randomly.
And the result, as we can tell from the Cliffs, is a wildly inventive, really fun sound. And we're so glad that we're going to get a chance to hear you live. So you want to do some things from the album, or what do you want to start off with?
It's a song called Through the Window Pane.
Guillemots are playing live, and if that is your introduction to them, that is when you will not find on, I guess, what Fife has described as the extended EP called From the Cliffs. But that's called Through the Window Pane or From the Window Pane?
Through the Window Pane, yeah.
And is that recorded at all, or is this...
That's going to be on our proper full-length album, which we think we've just finished, but, you know, it never really works out that easy, does it? We think we have.
One of the things I love about what you do is there's kind of pop convention in what you do, but you make the odd choices to get musically to get to what would be perhaps a pop sound in the end. You seem really intent on doing things a little bit differently. Is that how you've always worked?
I feel like people have got a bit lazy with pop music, and maybe that's partially a result of, I don't know, all kinds of things, but it seemed to be that in the 60s and stuff, the ambition was for pop records to be as kind of startling and bold and experimental as they could be, and it feels that in some ways now it's almost like the opposite, that the stuff that is kind of called inverted commas pop is almost just trying to fit in as much as it can with everything else. I mean, not obviously there's some people that are doing really interesting stuff, but you know, I think the two can sit together really well. I think there's a strange notion that they can't, but you only need to look at, you know, anyone like the Beatles or for Bacharach or everyone that begins with a B for some reason, Brian Wilson, Beck, Bjork, to see that you can make pop songs and still kind of mess around with them a bit. So yeah, that's kind of the idea with us.
Definitely something about startling. I assumed that was a purposeful noise. I didn't know.
Well, yeah, it was illustrating my point. Obviously.
Exactly. Guillemots are our guests. The album is called "To the Cliffs" and "From the Cliffs." And my understanding is that the Guillemots live on cliffs. So is that part of where the name comes from?
Well, I mean, not us. We live in houses, but the birds live on cliffs. Yeah, on the edge of cliffs. Yeah.
Why that particular bird? Why did that become the band's name?
It sounded, you know, it was better than the sparrows or the puffins. I don't know, really. It just sounded a bit strange and otherworldly. And I remember watching Guillemots when I was a wee whippersnapper. So it's kind of memories, I suppose, as well. But I don't know. There's no logic to it, really.
Well, it's interesting. It's going to make people Google Guillemots for reasons other than to find out about the bands.
So. Well, yeah. I mean, they should find out about the birds. They're very attractive thing. We heard a recording of some Guillemots the other day. We're thinking of putting it on our album.
What do they sound like?
Which pretty much sounds like us in the van, actually. So it was quite apt.
Well, now here's another song that kind of takes a... You have this song called Trains to Brazil, which, of course... It's a little difficult to do, a little difficult to take the train there, but...
It is. I mean, we were hoping that our song might lead to sort of direct action from the government and it would be built, but nothing as yet. I just don't think we have that much influence.
Just wait.
You know, but it's a metaphorical train, isn't it?
It is indeed.
It's the train inside our minds, you know, or whatever.
But it seems to be a real Brazil, though, so...
Yeah. I didn't call it Trains to Brazil. McGraw called it that. I had a terrible name for it, and I couldn't think of anything better. And then he said that, and it sounded quite cool.
What was your name?
Don't say it.
No, it was really bad.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to know. You don't want to know.
Well, can you do that one next?
Yeah, we can. I wouldn't walk away from you, even if you ask me to. These autumn leaves must all turn brown, soul trampled, we must all be found. I
dark on a Friday morning. I try to keep my back from the wall. The prophets and the bombs have had another success, and I'm wondering why we bother at all. And I think of you on cold winter mornings. It's 5 o'clock on a Friday morning. 100 telephones shake and ring. One of them's from someone who knew you. I still think of you on a cold winter morning. Dying mouth still remind me of when we were at school. And they could never have persuaded me that lives like yours were in the hands of these erroneous fools. And to those of you who mourn your lives through one day to the next, well, let them take you next. Can't you live and be thankful you're here? She could be you tomorrow, next year.
Guillemots are playing live for us today on the World Cafe, and that is a live version of Trains to Brazil, which is on the To the Cliffs mini album. From the Cliffs mini album, excuse me.
From.
From. I keep going in the wrong direction.
It doesn't matter if you go from or to, really. That's still Cliffs, you know.
One thing I love about that song is it's one of the few songs that actually mentions the kind of dire situation that the world is in right now, and yet it's sort of an uplifting song despite all that.
Yeah, I mean, it was really odd because I wrote the song about 3 years ago, sort of after everything that happened in, you know, on 9/11, but I didn't want it to be one of these sort of songs that's about something, really. It was just sort of imagining that situation where someone had lost someone in that situation. And, you know, I think death seems to come up quite a lot in our songs, but hopefully in the respect of, like, enjoying life. But it was strange because, like, then in about May or June, like, last year, we were sort of thinking, oh, that would be a really good song to put out next as a single, and then everything happened in London. And we thought at first we shouldn't do it because it would just look like we were kind of doing some horrible cash-in on it. But, you know, in the end, it didn't come out till sort of December, and it just seemed like the right thing to do. But, yeah, I mean, I guess it references that stuff, but it's really just about appreciating.
How kind of terrible that a song like that becomes timeless. You can put it out any time, and it's going to be referencing something.
Well, yeah, it's quite shocking, really. But, yeah.
What's up next?
So this is a made-up love song number 43, which is on From the Cliffs.
Guillemots with made-up love song number 43, which, of course, begs the questions that were there 42 others?
There were, but they were. You wouldn't want to hear them, you know.
Thank you guys so much for playing live for us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And a real treat. And so you've only been in the country, what, a few hours?
We flew in last night and went for a nice meal. It was slightly embarrassing. We went for a meal, and then I actually fell asleep at the table afterwards. It's just such nice wine and food, and I was tired. But it wasn't very rock and roll.
No.
You know? So the others went out, and I went back to sleep. Actually, Greg did as well.
Great. Well, best of luck, and thank you so much for playing for us.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, loads.
Guillemots, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on The World Cafe.